At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Game Week Monday? Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, DP, the Old School crew, coming at you live. Hot in effect here in Lincoln, Nebraska, 1040 O Street. On and popping like always, Game Week, so there's more energy in the city and obviously in the station. But we are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and Old Cheney, and if you're up there in the O, 168th and Maple. It's on. No turning back right now. UTEP Miners coming in here with a new coach, new ideas, Conference USA. It'll be interesting, needless to say.
I was just telling Austin, this morning – if you had asked me Friday, I'd have felt pretty good about saying that I thought Nebraska was going to run UTEP out of the building, and it was going to look exactly the way you fans wanted to look, and it'll remind them of old school Nebraska day one, week zero games where you run up on folks and everybody gets seen, everybody gets their work, you know, everybody gets their 10 carries, everybody, you know, everybody gets their three catches, you know, for the first three levels.
Mm-hmm.
And then this morning, you just went, not a clue. Nope. Talk to a couple of coaches, and it was the same reaction. Was, you'll find out when we find out. They feel good, but man, don't know. Don't know. And that's the beauty of that first one, because we haven't seen this version. I'm looking forward to it. I can say that. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, Nebraska got to beat themselves to lose to UTEP. I mean, look, they're Division I players, and so they're going to come in and play hard. But, you know, definitely don't step on the field and act like, you know, this game's a hard. This game is probably hard because I feel like you got to play this game against yourself. First of all, you got an opponent, so that's good. You get to hit somebody else, and you know, with a new coach and stuff, you just don't know. But they're going to pose a challenge. They've been looking forward to this game as much as Nebraska, so it's not going to be just, you know, you're not going to sleepwalk through the game. But you got to. This is the way. Instead of looking at it like, oh, Utah could pose some challenges, like, oh, that's what's great. That's what's going to make this fun. I mean, you play a combat collision sport. It's a competitive sport. You're at the, you know, one of the blue blood schools or very, you know, very established university. You know, there's a lot on the line. So you just, you know, you take that approach to it. You know, you give me your best shot and you lose. And that's, and you beat the opponent. That's the way it should be. I mean, it's, you expect to get their best shot, right? And that's fine. But when you get, so let's give them our best shot and let's see how they handle it. I think too much of the mindset, from like some other media guys, you listen to them, and then it's like this old like "woe is me." Now, granted, they're so quote unquote media guys, but you know sometimes that can kind of seep into the mindset of fans. It's like, this woe is me, and we need this. They like, just go make it happen.
It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be worth it, right?
No, you want it to be easy. Week one. Week zero. I need it easy. I need to see the
depth chart. But it's only easy. But what is that going to do, though?
Yeah.
I mean, it's great for to say that. But at this point, we're not at that point. So go out there and win the game. The object, if you have 12 games, the object is to win by at least 1 point or more. Period.
12 times.
Can I be like a fan and just cheer and just say I want a 50 burger?
Sure, that'd be great. Right? That would give you. But here's what people don't understand. I was telling somebody this. Washington State, we went into halftime losing to Washington State in 95, I think, or something like that. You know, we did. You know, so it's sooner or later you gotta get to the mindset we're gonna break people. You know, they gave us a challenge, right? They hit some big plays against us. They came in and competed against us on defense. They had some NFL players. Didn't have the depth, right? They were able to kind of throw it out. They had some good athletes. There's a lot of those guys on the, you know, their offense end up got, you know, either getting drafted or getting the chance at the league, right? That's just college football. This is back when there was no difference between what UTEP is now and Washington State was back then.
True.
So, you know, look, people are going to come in. I mean, now Central Florida had Dante Culpepper. But, again, they weren't from player one to whatever player they had. They weren't, you know, as good as us. They gave us a little bit of challenge. It just happens.
Well, styles make games, right?
Sure. So
then, and being less familiar, you're looking at Austin Peay from a year ago just to get system and think tendencies and those sort of things and how their play callers will play calls. And then some of the talent moved over. But then you're trying to figure out, okay, well, what's it going to look like for UTEP now? You got a return quarterback that returned. You've got running back, receiver. You got some folks that were productive. You can talk about practice and all that, and then tempo. Tempo is the word, right? When you don't have as much talent as somebody, that you change the tempo and try to stretch them out, right? You know, put them under duress. But the reality is, is there anybody from the Nebraska fan base that fully expects this to be difficult?
I mean, if that's the low hanging fruit,
right?
Like you gotta expect it. Like I mean, if they're gonna come in and run tempo and spread you out, well then, that's just a fancy way of saying they're gonna test your principles. That's what like defensively, like what? Okay, so you're gonna run a play what every 15 seconds, and I'm only gonna be the one tired. I mean, come on. I mean, at the end of the day, let's just pump the brakes here. Like, if I'm tired, I know you're tired. So now you got to execute a play better than me in defense. At the end of the day, if we're playing cover 2, 3, 4, combo covers, man, it comes down to communication and make the plays you need to. You get out there and you're out there pointing and both, you know, everybody's looking at this and there's no communication. It doesn't matter if it's UTEP, Ohio State, Michigan, Purdue, you ain't going to play well. You know what I'm saying? If you don't tackle well, if you don't communicate well, it really doesn't matter who's out there. I mean, it does, but if I'm trying to tackle Marvin Harrison Sr., if I'm out of position, it doesn't matter if it's him or Wayne Cabret. They house calling. I mean, that's the way it is.
What's harder about tempo, being physically tired or mentally tired on defense?
Physically tired or mentally tired?
Yeah. What makes tempo harder?
It's probably mentally, because you're not really as tired as you think you are. Mm. Because what stops tempo is being able to communicate and make them make plays. Reason why they want tempo is because they want to try to get something easy against you. Now, granted, there's teams that were really good at it, but they're trying to trick you into doing something.
Yeah.
A trick play. They want, you know, the coach want to walk around. Oh, did you see that one? You know,
watch this.
You know, because what they'll do is they'll run a stop route and then have the slot run like a quick slant. Then they run a stop route, delayed wheel route. So if you don't flood your defense or move over, well then you get it. Or if the safety bites up, it's a
takeoff. I got to hit him over the middle.
Yeah, or I got a takeoff down.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
That's what they try to do.
And try to get your run first defenders in pass first situations.
Sure, but the good thing about the 3-3-5 is that in theory and personnel wise, you should be able to, you know, you should be able to combat that because you got, I don't know, I only got to look at the depth chart for 2 seconds. Austin, where you got
spent out all day.
You got MJ Sherman and Princewell that have shown the ability to cover. So if you get caught in your regular base defense, or if they go big personnel, which I'm assuming they have Princewell and MJ in there, you feel like you can, you know, you could, you know, hold your. Hold your head above water.
Can I ask you? Did the depth chart surprise you in any way? Is there anybody who's listed up higher or lower than you than expected?
No, not really. These are the usual suspects that have been out there.
To say that Malachi Coleman and Alex Bullock are three deep,
sure,
at the receiver position. Which, if we say that in May, some eyes pop open a little bit, right?
Not really, because you got
the returning starter, right? Returning starter, and
Bullock. That's technically, man. You trying to create something?
No, there's no create. Jamal
Bang started and was productive at Wake Forest.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My man Nayer was productive 2 years ago or whatever at Wyoming, and then he played some last year after being hurt in the middle year. So you bring those two veterans along, and the whole plan last year was to kind of go along this process of where you have guys that are more established and they can kind of get their feet wet and kind of learn how to play. So that's what you're getting this year.
Well, I mean, with Ja'Cory Barney as the two ahead of Bullock, I was like, okay, then he, the young man, something. Because that means he's had one heck of a camp.
Yeah, but they're two different guys. Look at it. He's 6'1", 170. The other guy's 6'2", 205. So, again, depending on situation, play calling, team you're playing, that could be flipped. But you want it, like we talked about in the crossover, you want to have position and body type flexibility.
And then Carter Nelson at the slot. In the same space as IGC and Janarian Bonner.
Right. It's just two different body types. I think they announced middle of the summer that he was going to play kind of a receiver and then kind of work his way into tight end. That's what, look, he's coming for 8-man football. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's commendable that he's at where he's at, because that's a big step up. Number one, in body sizes. Number two, in the speed of the game. So it's, you know, won't say any names versus prior staffs that just got to take somebody, put them in a position they're not physically or mentally ready to go, and then be like, you know what, he can't play. Well, there should be a starting plan, a middle plan, and an indie plan. So it sounds like this is where they're going to start him at.
And I got corrected. It's Janiron Bonner. Janiron.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, you know, I feel terrible in trying to get some of these pronunciations right, you know. The week
that's up. All right. We need some Daquans and stuff like that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Janiron, I just
need
to,
yeah.
You know, Borkeese. Sure.
Yeah, I want it all spelled different too.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I want J A A A Y. That's who I want. Jay in here.
A-A-Ron.
Yeah.
A-A-Ron.
Triple A. That's
the
what we
number go four.
Yeah.
M-A-X.
Yeah, yeah. A-A-Ron. Yeah. Exactly, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Or F-U. H with the two things like he was German and you know
yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, didn't really. I mean, it seems like these are guys that you know you expect to play. I mean,
and
I think everybody's gonna get some run.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I said getting three deep against UTEP allows players to be seen. If there were some questions about it, right? It's all resume now, new resume. Like it's live resume now. Forget about beating your own and playing against your teammates. Now you get to actually produce when the numbers matter, and you get to see them. You get to actually see them in different situations.
I mean, you'd like to think some of these guys have got better, you know, from like year two and or like you know their first real off season with weight program, nutrition, coaches, and stuff. And so they kind of, you know, instead of just kind of. I felt like when you get a new coach, and I just remember this from being in the NFL, a lot of times you're in survival mode. You know what I mean? Like survival mode. You want to be there. You got to survive. You got to kind of work through the nonsense. And then the next year, you kind of really, really, really dive into it. So some of these guys, I'm assuming have gotten better, but they still got to play good. Like DP said, you got to play good. You got to go out and perform. This is what, you know, you work all offseason. You know, your season, 2024 season started – after that last Iowa game last year. That's when your season starts or started or should have started. So you go all off season, summer, camp, and now you're 4 or 5 days away from, you know, showcase. And it's the first brick that you want to lay into possible good season. Then you got to go out there and play. Like, I really wouldn't go into this game thinking like or worrying about like how many guys play. I want to see the guys that should play good, play good. And I want to see you play good from quarter one to whenever you get out of the game. That's what I want to see, and that's what I need to see. Because yes, the depth of what will help, but ultimately the guys that need to, like I say, pull, you know, carry the pail of water up the side of the hill that don't have it, that's a little bit slippery, have got to be able to do it. Because you know, that's what they're, you know, and well, in this case, that's what you're getting paid for.
Who has which side of the ball has the bigger advantage against UTEP, offense or defense?
Well, I just continuity wise, I would say defense, just because they've been around each other more. But I also think like the offensive line is a veteran offensive line, so they should be able to line up and be able to handle if they, you know, I envision UTEP's going to come in and try to stunt and try to reestablish the line of scrimmage by getting tricky. You just got to think just in general, they're not going to be Big Ten size guys, right? I looked at one of their defensive linemen, he's like, listen, it's 6'1", 275. That means he's 6'1", or probably 6 foot, 265 after a camp. And so they're going to have to try to, you know, penetrate and try to live and die by getting, turnovers, tackles for losses, and try to keep Nebraska way off schedule and behind the chains. And so, you know, it's kind of – and I don't think they're going to come in and just gamble and, go zero blitz all the time. But they're definitely going to play with nothing to lose, and that's fine. I mean, because that only lasts for so long.
The lean on factor.
That's fine and all. I mean, we've seen it, in boxing matches. You've seen it in UFC. Everything's cool when you're dancing and stuff, and that's cool. And you know what I'm saying? And then boom, that first body blows, and then it's like, okay, now we got to start playing. Now we got to start getting in the phone booth, and then start playing big boy football. But also, don't think that UTEP won't get tested either. This isn't the same team that they're watching last year. You know what I'm saying? When you break the huddle and you a corner and you see 6'4", 6'4", on both sides of the ball, it ain't the same thing you saw last year.
Got work to do.
Yeah.
Got work to do.
Knuckle up, Lawson. Yeah.
Long, slim, 6'4", corner, Austin Orman.
If only.
Austin remembers of a guy, his name was Jeff Freeman, and he was actually one of the coolest dudes I ever met when I was a ball boy. He was built.
That's why I remind you of him.
Yeah. You can take the other hand and pat yourself on the back too, Austin. But he was built like Austin. He played with Buffalo. And the reason why I remembered him is because when I first started getting football cards, he was in there all the time. And then when I was a ball boy, he ended up playing for the Vikings. You're welcome, Austin.
Thanks,
I don't need to pat you on the back. You're cool as a fan. Other side is a pillow and a cucumber, all is one. So we'll take a quick break, dive into some more UTEP. We're going to look at their coaching staff, though. They got the third youngest coaching staff in the nation. Right? Third youngest staff in the nation. So it means you young. Bunch of 34-year-olds. So we're going to see which guys that I would try to attack, considering this is probably their first big job. So anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.